The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that the passing of the Occupied Territories Bill will not change Israel's behaviour. This comes as the sanctions against the State of Israel Bill will be voted on in the Dáil this evening. Well, joining me now is Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD. Richard, you're very welcome to the programme. Micheál Martin, he's right, isn't he?
No, he's not. And in fact, what he really should be making an argument for is if he thinks the Occupied Territories Bill is not enough, that's why he should support the bill tonight in the Dáil, which will impose much more severe economic sanctions on Israel and prohibit any and all trade or investment or financial dealings with the State of Israel because it's guilty of the crime of genocide, of apartheid, of ethnic cleansing, of multiple violations of international law and human rights, and of course currently has kidnapped 14 Irish citizens who are being treated in the most despicable fashion, as is now becoming clear as video footage is emerging of their treatment, really despicable treatment at the hands of the Israeli authorities.
And Minister Helen McEntee was on the programme earlier talking about this appalling and unacceptable behaviour by Minister Gavir, saying that the embassy has formally raised the matter with Israeli authorities and that they have demanded proper and humane treatment of Irish citizens. So she has condemned what she has seen.
But we're getting condemnation because how could you not condemn this absolutely disgusting behaviour and the kidnapping of humanitarian activists trying to break an illegal siege? I mean, you can't but condemn that, but they're doing absolutely nothing about it. They refuse to pass the very minimal sanctions involved in the Occupied Territories Bill, and they are going to vote tonight against the bill that I've put forward that has very widespread support, calling for comprehensive economic sanctions against the state guilty of these crimes.
Okay, but what evidence, I suppose, is there, Richard, that suggests a full sanctions regime imposed by Ireland would actually meaningfully change Israeli government policy?
Apartheid South Africa. Ireland was one of the first countries in the world, because of the actions of the Dunstores workers, to impose sanctions on apartheid South Africa. That created a domino effect internationally, which led to the economic and political isolation of apartheid South Africa, and that helped dismantle the entire regime. So there's a historical precedent for doing this kind of thing. And it's clear across the world that countries, we've seen Spain and Slovenia move ahead with sanctions, hundreds of millions of people across the world, even in the United States, that arm Israel are absolutely horrified of what they've seen over the last 3 years. So there's pressure building up for serious sanctions to be imposed. So we would be playing our part in accelerating the momentum to economically and politically and diplomatically isolate a regime that is guilty of the most horrendous crimes and for whom there are no rules. Like, I mean, this state is an absolute rogue state, and it's not going to stop committing these atrocities unless it is stopped by the international community.
But have you or your wider party done an assessment on either the economic or the diplomatic or maybe even the humanitarian consequences of this total trade break, particularly for civilians in Israel and Palestine?
First of all political and civil society organizations among Palestinians are in favor of the boycott. And also many Jewish groups that are for peace and are anti-Zionist are in favor of the boycott. So there's overwhelming support for it, just like there was in apartheid South Africa among black South Africans. We're in favor of the boycott. What would the impact be? Well, Israel's biggest trading partner is Europe, and Ireland is one of the biggest trading partners of Israel in the European Union.
But the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, she has said, look, we cannot support, the government will not support this unilateral Irish trade and financial ban on Israel. She said sanctions, to be effective, to have real impact, they need to be coordinated at EU level, and that also avoids any of those diplomatic or economic unintended consequences.
Yeah, they've just been hiding behind that excuse for decades. And the failure of anybody to impose sanctions on Israel is why Israel's crimes continue to get worse, and why they just keep pushing the lines into further and further atrocity and obscenity.
And we did see political agreement, did we not, at EU level this week to sanction any of those Israeli extremist settlers and those enabling violence in the West Bank?
Yeah, but it's absolutely minimal. And it's taken this long and to sanction a few individuals. That is not going to deter the Israeli state. And that's the point of my bill tonight, is the state that is directing and orchestrating the genocidal horror we see all in Gaza, that is supporting and orchestrating the military incursions by the Israeli military into the West Bank, that is overseeing a system of apartheid across the Israeli regime, or what is Palestine, in my view, occupied Palestine. Its denial of things like the right to return to millions of Palestinian refugees who are scattered across the world with no rights to return to the their home in Palestine, which they have a legal right to. All of these things, Israel is not going to stop brutally suppressing the rights of Palestinians unless it is forced to do so. And that means states have to take action. And in fact, the argument our bill is making is that we are legally obliged to do that under the Genocide Convention, where it's absolutely clear in the Genocide Convention that states are obliged to do all in their power to deter or in any way impact on the ability of a state committing or even potentially committing genocide. And yet our government has done nothing. Spain and Slovenia have done things. Other countries across the world outside Europe have imposed sanctions, but the Irish government have done absolutely nothing. It's shameful.
Let me just go back to the Irish detainees who are in that video. Do you feel their safety is guaranteed at this point, Richard?
No. I mean, when you look at the video, it's clear that they are being put into stress positions. You're put into sort of position, handcuffed with your hands behind your back in a stress position like that. You know, that is seriously problematic for your well-being and potentially for your health, if you've any health issues. So you can only imagine what's being done when we can't see. And you think about Ben Giver, the guy who's in the video. This is a guy whose wife gave him a cake for his birthday, celebrating his proposal to introduce hanging for specifically for Palestinians who are engaged in any kind of resistance against the Israeli regime. I mean, these people are sick. So one would be extremely worried. And it's just shocking that the European Union and indeed our government has still failed to impose sanctions on a regime that are doing these kind of things.
Richard Boyd Barrett, thanks so much for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.